We would like to propose that rather than finishing the whole dinner to wait until we can have a discussion, we would like to ask the Honorable Mr. Secretary General of the Constituent Assembly to give his introductory remarks right now. Ms. Christian Sample, the head of Global Programs for International IDEA, has been asked to give a brief response to your introduction. And Ms. Hanneke Gelderbloem, former MP for the Liberal Democrats in the Dutch Parliament and now active in the Council of Europe, has also been asked to give a brief response. We will have to see, of course, when the first course is presented, but I think we would have due time to give you your introduction. Maybe, with some luck, we will have the entrees, and that could give some time for reflection before you have to give your responses, and otherwise you will have to do it on the spot. I don't expect to have to be a very active moderator. At most, I'll try to keep an eye on that everybody in certain tables wants to have a say, will get their turn. But it's an open discussion, I think. It's not a round table, it's three round tables. But I think we're men enough to handle that. The floor is yours, sir.
Okay, thank you. So I'll just keep talking until the entrees come, right?
Yeah. Okay. No problem.
I think I can handle that.
Very good.
Thank you very much for your interest. Some of you may have already heard part of what I'm saying, but I would like to concentrate in this introduction into two main aspects. One of them is the mechanism that we are adopting in the drafting process, and the other thing is related to a general idea of the contents of the documents. The mechanism, we have a very long and deep tradition of constitutions in Egypt. We've had, I would say, several constitution versions, the most important of which are one that was produced in 1923, another one in 1954, and the last one in 1971, with amendments later on. We know about constitutions. The main difference that we are having right now is that for the first time, Egyptian people and a wide spectrum of Egyptian society is involved in the drafting process. In the previous versions, no matter how good or not good the documents were, but that was the process was initiated by the king or the president or whoever. He commissioned committee of highly respectable experts in constitutions and legal aspects to draft the constitution. Normally a committee of 30 people, around 30 people to do that process. We've had good, very good documents, different aspects of these documents, but the people were not that much involved in the process. After we had the 2011 Egyptian revolution, it was normal that the contribution of the Egyptians is by far to become much more pronounced than it was previously. So we started by adopting a mechanism of selection of the members of the Constituent Assembly, and that was an election that took place between within the two chambers of the Parliament. Some in Egypt think that the composition of the assembly may not be totally representing the whole spectrum of the Egyptians, and they may be right in that. However, it is quite difficult to include everybody in a group of 100 people. More importantly is the mechanism that we are adopting to involve as many as possible. The assembly is subdivided into four main groups, four main committees. Each one is in charge of one of the main chapters of the constitution. And there is a fifth committee that is totally dedicated to the communication process, to get in touch with as wide spectrum as possible within the Egyptian society. They started by having hearings within our location, and they also conducted tours all over the country in order to get input from all spectra within the Egyptian society. We also started a website where we got many suggestions and aspirations of people that would like to see in the Constitution. To be honest, many of these suggestions were not relevant to the Constitution documents, but we expected that. However, it was very important for us to give a message that each and every single input is highly appreciated. We responded by direct messages to those who communicated with us, and people were really happy about that because for the first time, many people realized that that they have a say in the future of their country. Well, in parallel to that, the committees, the four committees, started to work. One committee was working on the basic, if you will, the basic ingredients of the society and the state. The second committee on the rights and freedom, the rights and freedom committee. Third one is on the governance and the state system. And there is a fourth one that is totally new in the Egyptian constitution, which is related to what we call the independent organizations or independent authorities. So the, when the, these committees work in parallel, and they delivered after some time. We've been working for about 4 months right now. They were supposedly should deliver their input to the drafting committee and editing committee. And that committee was formed by experts in constitution writing and in legal affairs. Some of them members of the assembly and some of them experts from outside of the assembly. And the reason for that was, of course, to make sure that we have one coherent document. Sometimes the committees, you know, propose contradicting things, or they address one issue in that committee while it should have been addressed in another chapter, and so on and so forth. So the editing committee works on that, and they do not really get into the basics of the concepts that come into them from the committees. Sometimes they, you know, unwillingly, you know, did, you know, sometimes they did make some changes, but, you know, very quickly the committees, you know, scream, you know, saying no, you are not allowed to change anything. This is the basis. This is the rules that the concepts at least have to be coming from. So when the editing committee finishes an initial reading, then it goes back to the committees, and also it is disseminated to a wide spectrum of the Egyptian society again to get feedback of the outcome. It is posted on the website with continuous updating. And people in some instances they are allowed access to vote whether they like it this way or there are alternatives, how do they prefer, because we don't just give one reading for an article. If there are disagreements on things, we give alternatives, you know, just to get a feeling of how people feel about these alternatives, even if that alternative was just an opinion of one person, because that one person may, you know, give an opinion that will, at the end of the day, convince the assembly, the General Assembly, and will be adopted in the draft. So this is a reciprocal process between the editing committee and the committees and the input of Egyptians everywhere. Okay, good. until we presumably will have a first decent reading by the end of this week. And this reading will be discussed further in within the General Assembly, where the real decisions are taken. So all the work of the subcommittees were just preparatory work, and even the editing committee is a preparatory work. But the decision is for the General Assembly. Now, there are rules, of course, for voting and so on and so forth. But we agreed in the assembly that the basic pillars of the constitution will not pass by voting, by majority of two-thirds or 57% or whatever. We have rules for that. We decided that these pillars will have to be agreed upon by consensus. And voting will only be related to things that you have options and you can argue. Like, for example, the president will stay for 4 years or 5 years. The term of the president is 4 years or 5 years, 6 years. This is something that we can only settle via voting, and similar issues, you know. But the basic pillars, we cannot have, because the constitution is supposed to be a document that is guiding the way for the nation with all its facts, and it cannot be dictated by majority. I know that some people in Egypt still feel, and they have, if you will, a misconception that the assembly is controlled by a certain majority, which is not the case. And we do believe that even if there were a majority, still the constitution has to protect the right of the minority rather than granting the position of the majority. And I believe that people are starting to see, you know, the product that is coming right now. People are starting to feel a little bit more relaxed. For example, when the assembly was established, we had four of our colleagues in the assembly. They thought that the composition is not really representative, as I said in the beginning. But right now, after 3 months of work, and after they saw the outcome, they decided to go back, to come back and join the assembly and positively contribute in this. So this is a good indication of that we are at least moving to the right direction. But we have a problem that is really related to many, many issues, you know, to the constitution and to many other political issues, which is the effect, unfortunately, the negative effect of incorrect media exposure. In many cases, people have their positions established based on false reports they get from the media. That, for example, there was a rumor that in the assembly we are going to propose an age marriage of 9 years, okay, for girls. Uh-huh. That was a rumor. That was just, so people kept on. I'm an official spokesman of the assembly, so people just kept asking me in the media, you know, how dare we do that and things like that. I always respond by no. Who told you it's 9 years, 3 years, not 9 years. So it's something, you know, things like that are totally incorrect. But unfortunately, people, when I refer to people, I'm not saying just average people, I'm saying prominent politicians, you know, who did not really take the time to come to the assembly and discuss with us openly. Everything is open and everything is transparent. We are producing a document that includes more than 200 articles. There is no problem to object on all 200 articles, I mean, but to discuss it, rather than just object from outside of the assembly. This is our view. As a matter of fact, we are what we were until last week. We were finding out that we had a total agreement or a consensus in probably more than 90% of the articles, with maybe 7 or 8 or 9 articles with a little bit of that required further discussions. And we had mechanisms, internal mechanisms, in order to, in parallel, conduct discussions to try to reach consensus on these. And we actually did reach consensus on all of these issues. So right now, we don't expect any problems. This is probably not very well known in public because of negative media campaign, unfortunately. But we are organizing a campaign from the assembly. It is titled Know Your Constitution, something like that, so that we start to disseminate the documents in a very wide range, and people can read everything and judge themselves. Because we do not want, at the end of the day, the document is going to go for a referendum, and we do not consider the success for the document to pass by 51% vote. You know, although legally this would be the case. But for us, the success would be to get at least 75% or 80% approval rate. And the way to do that is to achieve this acceptance before the document is given out, before voting takes place. And this is probably why it's taking a little bit more time than we want to. It's very important to have that document ready as soon as possible to achieve political stability in Egypt, to be able to have parliamentary elections 2 months after the completion of the document. This will definitely stabilize things and relax things significantly. When it comes to the content,
maybe if I may intervene, maybe this is a good moment. We've discussed mechanisms
okay.
to give everybody an opportunity to maybe grab something, because there was some noise going on, and then you continue, if you don't mind. So, go ahead.
I have a question myself, as you said.